Hello, Brian.
What's up, Aaron?
Do you know where that's from?
No, I never know what any of yours are from.
Oh, my God.
Probably because you give such bad impersonations of it.
No, it's not. That one is good. Let's just say if our guest shows up, he'll definitely get it. So we'll wait, and I'll tell it to him.
All right, well, then we'll bring that back up later.
That's fine.
So how are we doing tonight?
We're doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. Must feel nice. I feel like you already won the championship.
I think it's far from it.
Your team is so dominant. You're more dominant than your 2015 team. You're more dominant than the last time any team has been this dominant when I was 2 years ago and I crapped the bed in the semifinals with like a 50-point performance. So you're on uncharted territory.
No, I mean, you. That year where you crapped the bed in the playoffs, you were undefeated going into the playoffs, weren't you? Or you lost?
I wasn't undefeated, but I was like 11 or 12-1, and just like I didn't have as big a lead as you currently do in points, but yeah, I was just rolling over people, and then for whatever reason, my whole team didn't perform in week 15.
Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow. But I told you that's what happens. That one year that I had like a dominant team, I crapped the bet against you in the championship game. I told you there's a curse of that. So my team is rolling now, but hey man, all it takes is one injury or one thing to derail it. So
I think your team is doing so well, it's going to need more than just one thing. I mean, if you take away one piece, you have seven other things going off for you.
I will say this. I lucked out with my QBs. I picked – sorry, there's some banging going on somewhere. I don't know what that is. But anyway, I lucked out – I mean, I lucked out with my QBs. Kyler Murray's looking like Lamar Jackson of last year, and Aaron Rodgers is coming through. And, you know, I picked up Justin Herbert right off the bat. I did the same thing last year with Mason Rudolph, and that bit me in the butt. My quarterbacks are good. I'm lucking out with Dalvin Cook right now because he's a beast, but you know that because you had him last year. But my receivers are just guys.
Keenan is turning out to be that wide receiver one that you need.
Yeah.
And Kelsey stayed healthy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Kelsey, you know, I'm a big fan of having the top tight end. I think I think week in, week out, it puts you at an advantage. And then, but you know, my receivers, like I said, they're just guys. So,
yeah. And how about your performance last week? 2 points away from the all-time record.
I know. I mean, I really thought. I mean, I don't want to talk too much about my team, but I really thought that I could have had it. I felt pretty good with Jamison Crowder going up Monday night against the Patriots with Gilmore out, because you know, Crowder's only played like four games this year, but every game he's played, he's had like at least 10 targets and it's usually gotten, you know, either a touchdown or over 100 yards. So I thought for sure he'd be peppered with targets. But Joe Flacco sped the ball around. The Jets, you know, they weren't just playing toss to Jameson and get out of the game. They were actually
They got a couple more options now with Mims being healthy and Perriman. So
yeah. So
Crowder is turning into more of just another guy.
Just another guy, exactly. So but I'll, you know, I'm happy to be amongst the 200 club. It's a nice place to be. You know, I think we should. I think we, you know, you can't talk about scoring over 200 except for the two facts I want to mention. One of them you told me, which is basically everyone else who's broken 200 has a championship. So I enter that category, but still no championship. But also, you know, the person who holds the record right now at 219. I mean, that's from 10 years. You said 10 years ago, right?
I believe that was from, 2010.
2010. And I actually clicked on it and looked. I mean, so that was before we had the Superflex. So, I mean, that's a lot to be said for. That's before, you know, you're starting nine players, only one quarterback eligible. I looked at that score. So that's when he had Michael Vick. I think Vick had like 63 points. I think Dwayne Bowe had like 40 something points for him as well, and he had a running back that scored a bunch. So I mean, it's a huge game. So I was hoping to take it over, but like I said, I'm happy to be in the 200 club.
Yeah, I've been just looking at the quarterback, Mike Vick. He had a 62-point performance. I just wanted to see how high that performance was on the top of all time. And then this crazy name comes in at number three. It gave a 64.64 performance in 2013. Any guesses?
Wait, 2013?
Yeah.
Hold on. Because I know there's a name on there, but that was before 2013. Jerome Harrison. I know that he had a huge game, but
he's still a quarterback. He's still in the league, and he is a quarterback for one of the worst, most pathetic offenses, maybe of all time.
2013 quarterback.
Why don't you just think of who is the one of the quarterback of one of the worst offenses of all time? Currently in the NFL.
Flacco?
No. You are a fan of this team. Come on.
Wait, Foles?
Do you have to spoon feed this for you?
Nick Foles?
Nick Foles. He had 406 yards passing. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 touchdown passes. Seven touchdown passes. One of them was 63 yards. They won. Philadelphia beat the Raiders 49-20.
2013, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that one performance probably kept him in the NFL till now.
Wow, I forgot about that because I'm thinking back.
I don't even remember that ever happening.
I look at years based on where. This is going to sound totally nerdy and dorky, but it's based on where I am, where I was in my training, in residency or fellowship or currently working. So 2013, I'm living in Boston. I do not remember. And Nick Foles, I don't even remember that name coming up at that point. So that's fucking wild. Wow.
Any guesses on the number one performance of all time in our?
Yes, I think I know who it is. The top player.
Yeah.
I know what his nickname is. I'm forgetting what it's the muscle hamster. Doug Martin.
Yeah, and he was on my team at the time. I remember I was in Hawaii. I was sitting at a pool, and he just kept scoring these long ass touchdowns. He had 2 50 plus yard touchdowns, so a 67 yard touchdown, a 70 yard touchdown, a 45 yard touchdown, a 1 yard rushing touchdown. Ended up with 251 rushing yards and 4 receptions for 21 yards for 67.2 points.
If I remember correctly, I believe that was a Thursday night game, wasn't it?
I remember being at a pool, and Thursday night at Hawaii is like daytime. So
I want to say it was, because I actually had him on my team in another league that year.
No, it was a Sunday game.
It was a Sunday game?
And it was against the Raiders, too. And he's from Oakland. I remember that. It was like a coming home game for him.
Oh, all right. Because I remember that. I think he was on my team that year, too. Was that his rookie year or his second year? I don't remember. It was early on in his career. I know that.
Yeah. It might have been his rookie year.
I remember that game vividly, or those points vividly. That was huge. But, you know, he – unfortunately, his – at least his fantasy career was kind of short-lived. I feel like he had like 2 good fantasy years and like 3 okay years.
I'm trying to find your top performance of all time on this list. Some of these have the team names. I don't even remember who's whose, but you're not even on the top 25. You've never had any. The top 25 player scores, you don't have anyone on here. I only have that one.
Yeah, I don't. I know that there are players. I have definitely played against players on there, because I know for a fact. I think Chris Johnson's on there twice, and I think both times Mitchell had him and I played against him, if I remember correctly.
Let's see if I can find you. Whew.
But yeah, I don't. I've never had many.
That
was
it. That was your best performance from your player.
What was?
Dalvin Cook's 53 points.
Yeah.
That wasn't even yesterday. That was 2 weeks ago.
I know. I've, you know, Yeah, I mean, our scoring, you know, I guarantee if our scoring system was like it was now, I might have players on there, because I did have LT back in the day when he was a beast. And also, you know, I had Westbrook before we had PPR as well. So, you know, those, this is way back, like the first few years that we had the league. We've adjusted scoring since then. But yeah, no, I usually don't have a lot of the heavy point getters on my team. This is the first year where I've done that. So,
well, congratulations. Well, welcome to the 200 club that I'm not even a member of.
Well, I'd much rather have the five championships you have than to be on.
I wish I had five. I only have four. Are you already penciling me in for this year?
Oh, I can't keep track. You know, I get lost. So,
all right, let's get back to any games from last week that you wanted to talk about.
I mean, not one more thing I mentioned about my matchup. I don't know how often. I think this has happened at least one time before, but I did beat my opponent by over 100 points.
Yeah, that was actually something else I wanted to bring up. That was one of the top, definitely top five ass whooping of all time. But let me look up what was, I think it was number three, maybe, margin of victory. One of the top five. So it was the fifth highest victory total. I would say that one's not right, because the score didn't transfer. So maybe the fourth highest. And the record stands by the ass whooping that Josh gave Turban, Tight Glutes Bandits. Is that probably Turban?
That's a tough. It's either Turban or Rossett. I don't know.
It's Weitzman.
Okay, fine.
I thought someone was making fun of Joey with that nickname, but it was actually Joey giving himself that name.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
But yeah, he 189-74 in 2013. Joey Weitzman did give an ass beating to, I think that's, no, that's Grant, of 108, and you beat up on Costa for 106.5, and then this one.
Dang.
So you've given some ass whoopings.
I have. I really was hoping I could get the record. I'm looking at my lineup, and my defense let me down. But oh well.
Did you plug and play, or was that a defense you're just riding?
It was a plug and play, because I had the Chiefs defense before, and they were on bye. So
who'd you go with?
The Cardinals.
What'd they give you?
Three. I was up against Miami.
My God. And you, I remember last week I picked up the Redskins, right?
Yeah.
And you said that a team that you went for. I wonder how many points I got from that. Where's the schedule? Oh my God, I can't find it.
What, how many points you got from the Redskins this week?
Yeah, I think it was like five or six, no?
It was five.
So you still would have been short, but a little bit closer.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody else cares about.
Yeah, fair enough. Right. Other matchups to look at, I'm just looking at actually who won versus like actually diving in deep. You know, Turban beat Rossett.
Turban went from last to in the playoffs.
I mean that's crazy. I mean, you know, his quarterbacks came through for him. I mean, he beat Rossett, put up 149 points with 0 points from Justin Jackson, which I had Justin Jackson in my other league. Same thing happened. Very, very frustrating, but. That's part of the game. And then other things of note. Mitchell didn't even fully set his lineup.
He's gone 2 weeks without cracking 60 points.
I mean, he did. You know, there's nothing he could have done anyway. The two players that he didn't play ended up only playing a couple downs anyway, so it wouldn't have changed anything. I think it's fair to say Mitchell is team.
He's checked out. He's checked out.
Yeah, he's cheap. Even if he wasn't checked out, there's nothing you can do. There's barely any quarterback. I mean, that's not true. He could have picked up Drew Lock, because Fred picked up Drew Lock and put up 30 points. So
And Jake Luton.
Yeah, I wouldn't have played him this week.
But Mitchell would have had to.
Yeah, that's true. It would have been better than nothing.
Yeah.
So Weitzman squeaks by with another win. Grant, you know, we were talking about Josh's team. Like, kind of starting to make a move, but, you know, he kind of fell flat. And I think Josh is in last place in that division right now.
That doesn't mean anything. I mean, those four teams all have a shot at making, except for Mito. Mito's out. Can we give him the done chain that he's officially eliminated?
I mean, give it, if it's mathematically eliminated, then yes. Until it's mathematically eliminated, anything is possible. Especially
But I don't think Mito could. No, it's not possible.
Yeah. I mean, it just takes 2 seconds to log in and make some moves sometimes. So, you lost to Fiala, which sucks for you. But
I think it's more like I'll give credit to Steve. Steve continues to win.
Yeah,
here in that one, I put up a respectable score.
Yeah.
And Steve's team is solid.
It helps me out because it helps further my lead, which is nice.
Yeah, you have officially mathematically made the playoffs.
Made playoffs, but you know, it's far from, you know, this week if I lose to Fiala, it's, you know, the lead is shrunk big time because you know, he's right behind me. And then, you know, of note, you know, Costa beat Myers and handily. But, you know, we've kind of been talking about how Myers' team is just kind of like on the downward trajectory. Costa's dealing with injuries and bad luck throughout the season. So, but it might be too little too late for Costa. He's only got 6 victory points now. It's going to be hard for anyone. I feel like the playoffs is pretty much set for our division.
So, yeah. Like, he is not technically, I guess. So there's, what, 3 weeks left? 4 weeks. 4 games left. So you can get 12 points.
Yeah.
But he would have to make up 300 points in that. So yeah. I would say he's out. But, yeah, our playoffs seem all but set. Maybe one more week of games being played will make it official. So me and Steve, that was our first matchup this week. We'll have another one coming up here, and then we'll play again. Just like last year, me and you played each other 3 times, and towards the end of the season, I got to play Steve 3 times.
That's right.
But I don't. I've had just as much bad luck as Costa. I've lost Kittle. Now McCaffrey's hurt again.
Oh man, I feel for you, dude. To have your number one pick like out for that long, come back, put up a massive amount of points, and now be hurt.
He's averaging 27 points a game. That's pretty solid.
But he's only played rough.
But he's only played 2.5 games.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the other division, like every week the games are so big in the other division, whereas in your division, our division, that the games don't even matter. Like this week I'm playing Costa and he's got his whole team's pretty much on a bye.
Yeah, seriously.
I pretty much got an automatic win. And meanwhile, every game in the other division has so much implications on it.
Well, that's going to help you because I'm playing Fiala, so you're going to make ground one way or another, you know.
I mean, but the thing is, it doesn't really matter. I mean,
matter because if I lose, you win. I play you. No, I already played you twice, but still, first place is not locked up by any means. It's not.
Yeah, a win for you would go a long way of locking it up for sure.
Yes, a win this week would go a long way. Agreed. Yes. But
and Steve, looking at Steve's schedule, he's I think he's got Mito next week, so that's going to be like another automatic win for him. And then I think he might have another matchup with me, another matchup with Fred or Costa. So he's got a pretty easy schedule. He could actually run the table after starting off 0-3, which should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Transactions from this week that come?
Yeah. I really like the Duke Johnson pickup.
Yeah, I mean, when I found out about McCaffrey having the shoulder injury, I knew that I needed to get a running back, and unfortunately for David Johnson and his concussion, I took a shot at getting Duke, and I look like I outbid Joey, was the next highest maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think at the time, or I don't know if it was. At that, I think it was that because in my other league, I was thinking about bidding on him, but I didn't bid a lot because we weren't sure like what the status of David Johnson was at that time. But I think as the day went on, it was clear that he was probably not going to be ready to play. So Duke Johnson, I think, is going to be a great play this week. I also really like your other pickup of J.D. McKissic.
Right, and what's his name? Bang. I picked him up only because he's like a huge part of the passing game, and now with Alex Smith, I feel like he'll be more,
oh, yeah. 100%.
He'll be more cautious. But now, what's his name's banged up?
He's banged up, but he's still playing. He practiced in full today. I saw that. But regardless, I think it's a great pickup. I've been eyeing him in my other league a lot. He doesn't carry as much value in our league because it's only 0.5 PPR. My other league is 1 point per PPR. So he's I picked him up because I think same thought process. Alex Smith is going to be the quarterback now. You know, Alex Smith is an amazing story as far as coming not being able to walk is amazing. Let alone being back on the football field after what he dealt with. But he's not
being alive. He almost died, didn't he?
I don't know if he almost died.
I wouldn't say almost, but if the infection didn't.
I don't know if he almost died, but his leg was I think there was probably a point sometime there was some potential talks of possible amputation based on what they were saying was going on, because it was just like an infection they could not control, and he had to have something like 20 or something surgeries on his leg. So the fact that he's back playing, is amazing. But I agree, J.D. McKissic he's getting like 8 targets a game, so. I like that pickup a lot. I was a little disappointed. I only put $1 on Eric Ebron. I didn't think anyone else was going to bid on a tight end, but Grant way outbid me for him because I wanted him this week. I like that pickup as well, if Big Ben plays, which is also a question mark. Let's see. Josh Kelly, interesting pickup. I don't know what's going to happen in the San Diego backfield there.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a committee with just rotating backs. No one's going to get enough volume to...
I don't know what to make of the Kalen Ballage, like 60 yards and a touchdown. I don't think he had 60 yards total for Miami when he played there. Like he was the king of like 6 attempts for 2 yards. So I don't know if that says more about Miami or what, but I agree. It's going to be a committee there. And then mostly just a bunch of defenses after that.
Yeah. What defense? Cleveland, who are they playing this week?
It's not about this week.
Oh, look at you.
Mm-hmm. They're playing the Texans this week, so it has nothing to do with this week. I was looking ahead. They play the Giants week 15 and the Jets week 16. Hello?
I muted you because Amy was...
Oh,
making lots of noises in the background. And now she's flicking me off.
I didn't flick you off.
You wanted to.
All my work conference calls.
Yeah, that's true. We good? Hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, did you hear what I said?
No. Well, maybe.
I said the Browns defense is not about this week. This week they're playing the Texans. I looked at their schedule ahead. I said week 15, they're playing the Giants, and week 16, they're playing the Jets.
I definitely heard all that. I was muted when I was trying to make a comment.
Oh.
Anyways, so now the upcoming games, like I mentioned before, every game in the other division has so many implications. Let's start with Jeff and Joey. Who thinks going to pull that one off?
Let me see. I'm going to bring that up real quick. Do-do-do.
Man, it just rubs me the wrong way. Joey's team is so average, and every week he's got like the best luck going into it.
Let's see. I think the strength of Rossett's team is, Rossett's team doesn't have a chance, unfortunately. All his top players are on bye.
Yeah, Julio and Mahomes.
Yeah. So,
but if you look at Joey's team, he's really only got one quarterback to play. The Mixon and
why Baker's not going to be back?
Oh, I guess that's why. Yeah, maybe that's a good play then. So we'll have Baker. Kamara against 49ers he's still Kamara. Gibson, I wouldn't be surprised if Gibson is not a big part of their plans.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think they will. I mean, it's the Lions. Their defense is garbage. They're gonna. Yeah, I think they're gonna run the ball. So, I think Gibson is a good play this week.
Marvin Jones. I don't know if that's a good play.
Yeah, but Woods against Seattle is a good play.
You're right. See, that's what I'm saying. Like Joey again. He's gonna. His team's not that bad.
It's
gonna be a repeat of last year.
There's nothing. What's that?
You versus him, a championship.
We'll see.
Don't be like the Bills, Aaron.
I feel like I am the Bills right now.
So that would really, I mean, Jeff obviously needs to win every game he can. I like his team to make it that last spot to play Grant or Joe or Joey, depending on how that plays out. But this is an important week for him, and it doesn't look too good. But matchup, though, Josh and Turb, that one's huge. Both teams are projected to be have pretty decent showings. Who do you got there?
I don't know, man. It's a tough one. It's a tough one to call. Like, I feel like I mean, I get it's a little skewed right now because I see AJ Brown going and he hasn't done a whole lot today.
Yeah, but he's one. I'm not saying he will, but he's like one play away. He's got Jonnu Smith with a touchdown. But yeah, I don't know.
I like Jared's chances. I think he's got. I like his quarterback situation better than Josh's. You know, Daniel Jones he's okay, but, you know, he hasn't had any of those blow-up games like he did last year with, like, 40 points.
Hey, guys.
We were just talking about his matchup.
Hello, Jarrett.
Newman.
That was an easy one.
No, but when he did it to me, it was so bad.
It was exactly the same.
No. Jared, we were just talking about your matchup with Josh. What do you think your chances?
Pretty decent. Let me take a look, actually. What's with the big laugh?
Because you just assume you had a decent chance, but you need to take a look at it.
Well, I want to go back and look at, like, the matchups, who were both playing and everything.
All right, yeah, fine. We've done a lot of dead air while we looked at your matchup.
I see. Yeah, Josh's team, I mean, yeah, Lamar hasn't been that good this year. He's been okay. Jones, Fournette, Hasty, Robinson, like, none of those guys really that scary.
Robinson is a top five running back.
Yeah, that's true. But with – and he might have even had a good week last week. I don't know, but I doubt against Green Bay with their new quarterback, he's probably going to do a whole lot. And even if he does, the rest of his team doesn't look like anything special. His best player is Hopkins, who kind of proved last week. I don't know if he was really shut down by I forgot who Arizona played now. By Xavien Howard on Miami, but he's up against Tre'Davious White this week. So
Tre'Davious White hasn't done a whole lot, but, you know, I think that Arizona's showing, like, you know, Kyler can throw to anybody. Doesn't need to be just one guy.
So, yeah, like my guy Christian Kirk for Congress.
Seriously, dude, Kirk is he's, you know, I was eyeing him in both leagues for a while, and, you know, I just kept seeing that his stats are like 2 targets, 2 catches, 90 yards and a touchdown, and I'm like, that's just not sustainable production, but. He's getting more looks, and every look is a big play. So,
yep, yeah, I got him starting this week. My luck actually did turn around last week. Is there a fourth person on this call right now or no?
No, Jeff changed your picture to him. Is that why you're asking?
Oh, I see. Yeah. I thought at first Jeff was on. I forgot about that part. I was like, wow, Jeff's back on the podcast pretty quickly. I know someone else who is hoping for an invite back soon.
Who?
You can probably figure it out.
Let's start with a K and end with a Osta.
Possibly.
Yeah, I like Jarrett's team this week. I think I like Jarrett's team overall more. Although I'm down on DK this week going against the Rams, but overall I think to me it comes down to the quarterbacks. I think your quarterbacks are gonna put up a lot more points than his will. I think the New England finds a way to shut down Lamar decently, like a lot of teams have.
So you're down on DK because of his matchup with Ramsey?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I know last week Tre'Davious White, he put up pretty good numbers against him. But you're saying White hasn't been playing as well this year?
Yeah. Tre'Davious White has not been nearly as intimidating as he was last year. Like, okay. He's been shutting anyone down. It's not like people are, putting up poor numbers against him.
Mm-hmm. And then I've got Miles Sanders. Oh, he logged a full practice today. So right now I still have him in my IR spot, but I'll probably end up playing him if he's back, maybe over Gus the Bus Edwards.
Oh, then that even strengthens it. It's like Miles Sanders is money in the bank usually, so.
Mm-hmm. It's also the name of a WWE pay-per-view. Have you ever watched that one, Aaron?
Money in the Bank. That's where I got the phrase from.
Okay.
You gotta climb the ladder. Get the briefcase.
Uh-huh. But yeah, my team, how do you feel about my playoff chances now, Aaron?
I think this if you win this week, it's gonna go a long way. Because we just got finished talking about Jeff was probably gonna lose to Joey based on their matchups and their bye weeks and stuff. And you beating Josh will put space between you two, and I have kind of eliminated Mikkel's team because I think he's checked out. So this is a huge week.
Yes, sir. sorry, I know I said call me, and I appreciate you inviting me or having me back on. I've been focused more on golf the past couple of days than football.
That's all right.
How'd you do today?
Pretty well. I bet a bunch of guys to shoot below their the estimated score for today, because I figured the scores were going to be pretty low. The weather was ended up being better than expected, so I won a handful of individual bets. And there's a few they didn't finish the first round today because there was a rain delay this morning, so some of the guys still have to finish the round tomorrow. But I had a pretty good day with some of my individual golf bets, and then I got a few different guys to win the tournament and top five, top tens, things like that. So I got quite a bit of action on the Masters. Masters is probably my favorite sporting event, I would say, overall.
Is it weird to be watching it?
NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I like it better even than any basketball thing. I don't know. There's something about the Masters itself that.
What's your favorite sporting event of all?
I was going to ask first, do you find it weird to be watching the Masters in November?
No, not really. I've kind of, because golf has been back for so long now, and the U.S. Open was in September, which normally isn't, so I'm kind of used to the different schedule. And I just in golf betting, I mean, without the betting, maybe it wouldn't be quite as, I'm sure it wouldn't be as interesting, but there's just so many different options on ways to bet.
Yeah.
I know Costa's very into it too. Did you guys watch any of it today?
Nope.
I didn't watch it, but I checked the scores a couple times to see who was doing well.
Uh-huh.
And I also didn't bet anything on it.
Okay. Well, there's plenty of opportunities, too, if you still want to.
Yeah.
I don't think either of us do.
Okay.
The Masters is, I feel like, is always, to me, kind of like the beginning – of springtime, because it's always in April, and it's beginning of the nice weather. So I don't watch sports a lot anymore. I just don't have time. So to me, just the whole idea of the Masters in November is just odd. But obviously, this is the situation we're in. Plaquen, what was the question you were asking me before?
He said it was his favorite sporting event. I claim the NCAA tournament. What do you? I mean, you just got finished saying that you don't watch sports that often, so the question probably doesn't really mean much to you.
It's going to sound really cliche, but at, you know, this event always draws a crowd and a fun time. So at this time, I would just say the Super Bowl.
Nice.
Just because it's, I don't know, it's the time where, you know, I think lots of people are involved watching, because, like I said,
especially if Ryan Klein is hosting, right?
I will say, you know, Super Bowl part, you know, the Super Bowl parties back in the day, that'll have a special place in my heart. So, but yeah, I would go with the Super Bowl right now. But that, you know, as my kids get older and there's more time, my mind might change. But yeah, that's what I'm going with.
So, Aaron, you say you don't watch much. Have you been watching much football, or you just?
I never watch that. I never watch that much football.
So how do you know so much about Tre'Davious White not doing so well so far this year?
Just based, you know, I just based on how many points are being put up against against Buffalo, about how bad their defense has been, about how the fact that, like, you know, I don't watch a lot of football. There's certain websites I go to get my, you know, just, you know, for recaps of the game and stuff like that. And based on that, you know, there's times where, like, last year, we'd be like, yo, don't, you know, you can't play your receivers against Buffalo or lower expectations. And I haven't read anything along those lines. And Buffalo's defense has been garbage. So by all those accounts, that's my interpretation.
Yeah, the shelf life of the shutdown cornerbacks doesn't seem to last very long.
There's so many factors. It also has to do with, like, the team's, like, front defensive line getting to the quarterback, because then that cornerback only has to defend the guy for, you know, 3 seconds versus 6 seconds. And if he knows that he only has to knock down a guy for 3 seconds, he becomes a lot better. I don't know who Buffalo might have lost as a pass rusher, but that plays a huge role into it.
Yeah, and then, like, tonight's game, Xavier Rhodes on the Colts, like, 2-3 years ago, right? He was considered a top.
Yeah.
Like, one of the top corners in the league, and he's not even that old still. And then, yeah, the Vikings didn't re-sign him, and
It's crazy. Also, it's not only the shelf life that long, but the drop off is so quick. Like, you can think of, so many. Well, Revis is different. Like, he was, you know, thought of as a shutdown corner for multiple years in a row. There was probably like a four year span where it was like, oh, he's gonna shut down. But, like, so many other ones, like Asamoah from Oakland, he made a change.
Once he went to the Eagles,
he was garbage.
Namdi.
What's up?
Namdi.
Yeah. Same with the Asante Samuel. I felt like he dropped off quickly as well.
Who's the guy that got thrown around like a rag doll by Derrick Henry a couple weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
Josh Norman.
Josh Norman. Yeah. Another one. He went from Carolina to Washington, right? And just fell off the face of the earth. Yeah. Who else was there?
Patrick Peterson's kind of.
Yeah.
He's a little bit slower in his demise, though.
There was someone else recently. Was it Asante? Is it Asante Samuel I'm thinking of?
Richard Sherman kind of reinvented himself.
Yeah.
But he got injured.
And Peanut was really good for a long time.
Yeah.
But he had a lot of help, probably, too, from Urlacher and the other guys on the
team. Oh, yeah.
Huge part of it is that, I mean, if – yeah. I can't imagine how bad Kyle Fuller would be if he didn't have Mac and Hicks and – those guys getting quarterbacks.
Who was the cornerback that went to the Rams a couple of years ago? I'm blinking on his name.
The cornerback?
Oh, yeah. Marcus.
Not Peters, not Ramsey. It was before that. It was from either
Tlaib.
There it is. Tlaib. Another one. That, like, a quick drop off, you know? So.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Have you guys talked about the Bears at all, or not really?
We talked about Nick Foles. Do you know who has? I just gave you that.
You did that backwards.
Yeah. The third highest fantasy performance by any football player in our league scoring system.
This year was
no close. Of all time.
Oh, was him? Which game was it?
Against what was it, the Raiders, we said?
Raiders in 2013.
Yeah.
I have no recollection of that.
Neither do I. Neither do Aaron.
Who had who's number one?
Who do you think?
Doug Martin.
Yes.
I forgot about that. That was that his rookie year against Tampa?
It was against Oakland where he was from. It was a
Baltimore
home game. Yeah, interesting stuff we were talking about earlier. And we were just finishing up talking about matchups this week against your division. We're not going to talk about Grant's and Mito's matchup because Mito isn't going to...
Not a good one matchup.
Yeah, not a matchup, exactly. Same with my matchup versus Costa because he's got a bad team and his best players are all on bye.
I mean, half his team is on bye, so yeah. that's a nice one.
I should win that, I do have some issues of my own, but we'll see. And then I guess the best matchup is the hottest team in the league versus the best team in the league. Who you got, Turb, Steve versus Aaron?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't even see the reply. I haven't been paying a ton of attention to your guys' division, but let's see. I mean, Aaron clearly has the best team in the league. Steve is the hottest team in the league, though?
Yeah, he's won six in a row.
Wow.
Jinx.
I'll buy you a Coke next time I see you.
It's unbelievable. From looking at his roster, it doesn't look that impressive. Kamish is going to mop the floor with him this week. Even though, he doesn't know Kelsey, but still, Aaron's got the best team right now.
He's starting Zach Moss as his running back.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, potentially. We'll see what happens in Seattle, but yeah.
I think I'm playing you next week, Aaron.
Ooh. But
you think Dalvin Cook's going to keep this pace up?
Not this week, not against the Bears.
He's got the Bears twice in the next couple weeks, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think maybe week. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but yeah. No, I don't think. This. I mean, the what he's been doing is remarkable, is insane, but he's not going to keep doing that. It's not going to get like 180 yards and two touchdowns a game, but, you know.
Week 15, and he's got the Bears. That's not good, Jeff.
I thought it was week 15, so yeah. Well, maybe the Bears will have thrown in the towel by then. They'll be on their third quarterback.
No way. These players aren't going to quit on Nagy. Only the fan.
One thing I was thinking about with the league is maybe not each year, but it seems like there's been a somewhat steady decline in the number of trades each season. And I was wondering what your guys think the reason is.
Because people like you are all ridiculous trades.
I haven't really proposed any or gotten any proposed to me this year. Have you guys proposed many to other people?
I'm not usually that big on trading.
Yeah, I'm not big on trading either. You say there's a drop in trades, but like by what? How many trades do we get a season? One or two? Like, it doesn't happen that much. And
although,
I can tell
last year there was that one between Joey and Jeff. That's all I can remember.
Yeah, and I think this year with no keepers, that kind of hurt the trading.
Right.
Because if someone's out of it, it's not like they could trade for a keeper anyways.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only reason that trades have been picked up over the past couple of years is because people who are out of it are planning for next year.
But, I made a trade with Jared a couple years ago.
Oh, I remember that trade. That came back to bite you, unfortunately.
Yeah, because David Johnson's a bitch.
David Johnson is a one year player, unfortunately. So,
but we didn't know that then.
I know. Believe me, I know. I had him 2 years in a row in my other league. Didn't do me any. 1 year was the year where he played half a game, and I was like, he's back the next year. No, he was not. But also, like, there's a lot of people in this league who are not willing to the trades are never equal. They're not willing. They're gonna, as you to take your phrase, they're gonna try to outkick their coverage and they're gonna reach. And there's no compromise on it. You know, like in order to trade, you have to have two people who are willing to give up something that is of value to the other person. And most people in this league, I feel like, are not willing to give up something of value. They're just trying to get value.
Mm-hmm.
So
that describes me, I'd say.
I think it describes 90% of the league, you know? Like, including I'm not right – what's that?
Did you include yourself in that?
100%. It's in a 12-team league, it's really, really hard to give up some value to try to get value, unless like the only way that works is if like you are completely down on somebody and you're high on somebody else and someone else is thinking the complete opposite of what you're thinking. But, you know, or the only other way that works is, let's say, for example, there is a team that is, you know, well set into the playoffs and is looking ahead at the strength of schedule and is willing to give up someone who is of value currently for someone who needs to win now. And they look at their schedule down the line and it was like, eh, they're going to, you know, this running back's going to go up some tough defenses. I'm going to trade this running back in order to get this running back or this receiver or something like that for someone who needs to win now. Otherwise, you know.
And when is do you recall when the trade deadline is this year? I don't remember.
Usually around Thanksgiving, I think.
Yeah, I feel like when I was commissioner, I had made a rule. It was always the Sunday after Thanksgiving, because usually back in the day when we were in college, we'd always see each other and we'd be able to try to strike a deal then. Obviously, that doesn't play an effect at all this year, and we don't. I don't know. Doesn't really play an effect at all anymore. But I felt like that was just an easier way to remember when the trade deadline was.
And I think it's just been kept that way. It's in the league calendar. I can look it up real quick, but
I think that if it's in the league calendar, it might change from year to year. But I felt like, I don't know. You're the commissioner now, but I felt like that was an easy way to remember the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Let's see, I've never.
It's never really been an issue.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Let's see if I can find it.
You guys see this?
Yeah, I did. It's this. I think it might be the week. No, it's the week. It starts at 10 a.m. the Monday after Thanksgiving. So yeah, same thing.
And that's pretty close to the like week 12, 13, right?
Yeah, it is the beginning of week 13.
So I mean, there's pretty much. I mean, there's no trade deadline then. I mean, if no one's going to be making trades once they're in the playoffs.
I'm going back to wrap up my thing real quick. Steve could definitely win this week because I don't have my tight end. I have potentially only one running back. And as a plot kind of alluded, I was alluding to this plot before, but, you know, a lot of my receivers are just guys. So.
But you do have Kyler Murray, who looks like a toddler running away with a toy he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
With these guys. Yeah. God, is he good?
What round did you draft Murray in?
Let's see.
Probably the third.
Probably. I went Dalvin, Kelsey.
There's no way he was there in the fourth. You had to have taken him.
Did I take him that early? I don't know. Let me look it up. I don't remember what I've taken.
Maybe you didn't. That's crazy. Because he was like 1A for me, but I took.
Oh wait, no. Oh wait, no. Never mind. I was looking it up on my.
Yeah, you took him in the third.
I did take him in the third. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is he the highest scoring quarterback this season now?
I think so.
I'll tell you in a second. I took him in the third? Okay. And who did I take in the fourth?
Chris Carson?
Oh, okay. That's it. Carson.
Or it should have been Robert Woods. And I would have had... I would have had Carson instead of Mark Ingram. Which really hurt me.
Yeah.
No, Tony's fault.
Yeah, I made a big deal out of that. Ended up being the best thing that happened to me. So, no, Kyler Murray is number three.
And who's one? Aaron Rodgers?
Mahomes, but it's also because Mahomes hasn't had his bye yet.
Yeah.
But Wilson is number two by 1 point over Murray.
Oh wow!
Is Josh Allen like fifth then?
He's fourth.
Fourth. Okay.
Watson is five, and then six and seven are Rodgers and Justin Herbert.
Who Well, Herbert started, what, week two?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so if he was starting from the beginning, he'd be five probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, for example, I could try to trade Herbert from my team, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, I would actually consider doing that. How are you?
Yeah, I was I would too. I noticed that. Like, you have your other two quarterbacks had their buys.
Yeah, but it's not about that. It's about minimizing risk. And in this season, anyone gets hurt or anyone comes down with something.
So that's why I want you to do it. Because as soon as you make the trade, your quarterback would get hurt immediately after. And hopefully, it'd be Aaron Rodgers and everything would be great.
Yeah, I could. But yeah, I could try to make the trade, but I know that I'm not going to get enough value in return for it.
But if you're not going to start this guy and you get a starting wide receiver, that how is that not getting value in return?
Because it's better to have the insurance than to get a player that's not going to return enough value.
Because I can't wait till when you start a wide receiver that lays an egg for you, and I do a told you so.
But bottom line is I'm not going to get a top 15 receiver for a quarterback.
All right, can we change the subject real quick? Can we talk about Edwards-Helaire, who is currently the top eight running back, and who has out-touched and out-gained Le'Veon Bell? Any thoughts on that, Aaron?
I can't believe he's eighth.
Aaron.
We'll see how it ends up. That's all I can say to that. He's Edwards eight now.
He's got a bye.
He has not had his bye.
Yeah, he's going to have a bye. He's probably going to drop to, if Mike Davis has a good day, he could drop to top 12, which I said he's top 12.
I mean, every other player that's even close has already had their bye. So he will
drop. What about Le'Veon Bell, your prediction with him?
It's not coming to fruition yet, but let's see what happens out of the bye.
All right. Any other matchups? I get Grant and Daniels is whoever loses that one is I got a tall mountain to climb. The other one has a little bit of pulse left. Any predictions on that one?
You said Grant and Daniel? You mean Fred?
Fred, sorry.
Daniel picked up the Colts defense and played him.
Yeah.
They got that block touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, that's just so fluky and random, for these defensive touchdowns. But
I think I'm going to give it to Turbin this week.
Turbin?
Team. Turbin. Myers. Myers. Sorry, Myers. I'm going to give it to Myers this week. He's got two quarterbacks that, I'm going to see him knock it out of the park, but are steady. And Fred doesn't.
And Fred, 75% chance Fred plays Zeke Elliott on a bye. And Harrison Buck. And an 85% chance he plays Harrison Buck.
Yes. And, he still is carrying three tight ends. So.
All right. Let's dive prognosis.
All right.
Everyone's favorite, America's favorite segment.
I think Turbin's favorite segment. Let's leave it at that.
All right. So, recapping last week, I had Mike Williams. I had predicted four receptions for 82 yards and a touchdown. I was close. It was five receptions and 81 yards, but no touchdown. But I was close on, his production. So,
was he the one that dropped the ball in the end zone?
Did he? I don't know.
Keep going. I'll look it up.
Okay. Let's see. And then my negative was Antonio Brown, 3 for 45. I was pretty spot on. It was 3 for 31. I would not have predicted that Tampa Bay would have looked as atrocious as they did. And then my bonus for our guest last week, I said that Waller was going to have 92 yards and a touchdown. He had the touchdown, but only 22 yards, so womp womp. Going on to my prognosis positive for this week. I think that this week is a huge Aaron Jones game for the Packers. I think that I don't think Rodgers is going to throw the ball a whole lot because the Jacksonville defense is non-existent. So he's going to run all over the place. I think this was the patented Aaron Rodgers blow-up game. So I'm predicting 125 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns for him.
PP? Prognosis positive.
Oh. Fair enough. Plotkin, you'll like this one. I'm putting Duke Johnson in prognosis positive. With David Johnson not playing and really only one running back getting the ball, I think that this is Cleveland's defense is okay, but not too terrifying. They do have some good coverage of the receivers, so I think Duke Johnson gets a lot of work this week. I'm going to predict 70 yards rushing, 1 touchdown, and 50 receiving yards for him. So you should be happy with that.
Yeah, you owe me one because you fucked me over with Brown last week.
I didn't fuck you over, man.
Yeah, don't make negative prognoses on my team.
Hey, how many? You said I'm 50% wrong, so.
I know. So I got the 50% right of it last week. Now I probably get the 50% wrong of it this week.
Did you honestly think that Antonio Brown was going to come out of the gates and have a huge game?
Yes, I did.
Well, you're fooling yourself.
No, not a chance, man. Brady knows that to keep that head case not destroying the team, he needs to feed him the ball. And he had his chance to start it off on the right foot, and that failed.
Anywho, prognosis negative. I think Justin Jefferson's going to lay a huge egg against the Bears this week. By huge, I mean, I think he's going to have one reception for 7 yards because I don't think that they're going to be able to throw the ball. And if they do, it's going to Thielen. So there's going to be barely anything going his way. And then normally I am very high on this guy, but, I alluded to this earlier. I think that DK Metcalf's in for a rough game this week going up against the Rams defense. So I'm predicting 5 receptions, 40 yards.
Do you think they're gonna double DK a lot like Arizona did?
I don't know if they need to. It depends. They don't need to.
He's the best receiver in the league.
But they have one of the best corners in the league. So I don't know if they need to do it.
Offense always beats defense in the NFL nowadays, especially with the rules the way they are.
Fair enough, but Jalen Ramsey is no joke. I mean. He's the Rams defense from a fantasy perspective is not putting up a lot of points, but from an actual NFL perspective is pretty decent for the most part. So I don't know what the game plan will be. I don't know if it's worth it to double team one of the receivers on the Seahawks, because then you just double team one and the other one's going to get force fed the ball. So I don't see how that necessarily helps you.
Mm-hmm. I bet DK has a semi-decent game this week. But
what's your throw a prediction out there? I said 5 receptions, 40 yards. Go ahead.
I'd say I'll say about 6 for 80 and a touchdown.
All right. We'll see how it comes out. And I always come with a bonus one for our guest, give a little prop. So I think Miles Sanders comes back with a fury against the Giants defense. So I'm going to put him up for 80 yards rushing, 1 touchdown, and 30 reception yards for a coming back party for Miles Sanders.
That would be very nice. The Giants' defense has been pretty decent this year.
Hey, did we say that, Aaron?
Not against the run. Look at what Boston Scott did against them a couple of years ago. Or a couple of weeks ago. Jesus, years ago.
Uh-huh.
So
did he sneak into the end zone at the last second?
He did.
On a receiving play.
Yeah.
But he still had something like 70 yards rushing, I believe.
If a guy on my team did good against them, that defense is bad.
What's that?
Said if a guy on my team scored a lot of points, fantasy points on them, then that defense is bad.
There's a difference between
You want a hot take? The Giants win that division. That's a hot take.
Fair enough. You could say anyone's going to win that division. It's a hot take because it's a
Giants were the at the bottom the whole time. They were the laughing stock. Even you claiming them. Oh, you're playing the Giants. The Cleveland Browns are playing the Giants. Got to play the Cleveland Browns defense against the Giants. That's going to come back to bite you.
We'll see.
Daniel Jones, baby.
Daniel Jones is a turnover machine.
Yeah, how many turnovers did he have last
week? Was that?
How many turnovers did he have last week?
Would they play?
The Redskins? Zero.
None. Okay. Yeah. Because he turns the turnover machine when they're playing a team where he's forced to throw the ball a bunch. He wasn't forced to throw a ball a bunch. That was a close game.
Good point.
You don't think that Cleveland Browns will keep it close?
No.
Odell Beckham?
No, because that's not the strength of their team. The strength of their team is shoving Nick Chubb down their fucking throat nonstop to put up points. So, yes, they're going to be down. They're going to
throw. Did you say shoving a Chubb down their throat?
Exactly. Yeah. Did you catch that?
Wait, I think you're confusing the games. The Browns are playing Houston this week.
No. He picked up the Browns defense and was gloating that it was for the playoffs and because they play the Giants and the Jets.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm planning ahead.
Aaron, all I'm doing is planting seeds, and hopefully one of them turns into a flower that fucks you.
I see what you're doing. but I feel I have to, vehemently defend myself. So we'll see. There's a chance that defense doesn't stay on my team till the end, but I was just planning ahead right now.
Well, you know what? I think I just increased the chances just by planting that seed.
We'll see. There's still plenty of football to be played between now and then.
I know.
I mean, I will say this. I looked at the overall stats of this defense and I compared it to what I thought was a pretty good comparison for a defense who is pretty similar as far as not similar, but a defense who is thought of as to be a solid defense, being the Bears defense. And oh my God, Jacoby Brissett just scored a rushing touchdown. They put him in for just a QB sneak. Oh, jeez.
You That's ruined weird. It for me, Aaron.
I'm on the way too. But I do see Phillip Rivers on the bench.
Well, now you guys know. they have similar sacks, interceptions, fumble recoveries to the Bears defense. And the Bears defense is considered, a solid defense. So
traditionally, the Browns are a shitty franchise. They're a horrible team. You're not putting your fantasy faith in the Cleveland Browns. If they screwed over for you, they're going to be forever dead to you. You know that, right?
Do you know how many times I've been screwed over by players in the fantasy championship game?
Yeah.
So it must be the first time.
You're going to be yourself. What was I thinking? The Cleveland Browns. I put my faith in the Cleveland Browns?
Wow. We'll see.
The other thing is, you're not really putting your faith. You're not necessarily relying on a huge game from a defense ever. It's pretty unpredictable.
Could be the difference.
Which is why, in DraftKings or daily fantasy, you should usually try to go with a pretty cheap defense.
Turb, don't let me mess with Aaron's head, okay? Don't take that away from me.
The bottom line is Myles Garrett is capable of getting to the quarterback a few times a game.
That's
true. To wreak havoc.
That's why I have Aaron Donald and the Rams on my team. That's why you drafted Aaron Donald and the Rams on your team.
Yeah, and then on top of that, I forgot the name of the. There's a young cornerback on the Cleveland Browns who plays pretty good defense. I forget. Gerald knows the name.
Ward?
Is it Ward? Yeah.
Yeah, Devin Ward. He was drafted fourth overall.
Did he play at Michigan?
No, he went to Ohio State, I think.
Oh, okay.
So that combined with that, there's defensive parts there. So I'm sticking with it. You're not going to talk me out of it.
Oh, I already did because you made a comment that they might not be on your team.
They might. I don't know what's going to happen between now and then. If they're putting up stinkers between them, then I'll change. But, right now that I'm
trying to make a deal, make a trade?
No, I don't want to make any trades.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, man. I almost had a good one for you.
Really? Did you?
You know who the Rams play week 15?
Who's that?
The Jets.
Oh, damn. But who they play week 16?
The Seahawks.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they can't protect Russell. We'll see how they play this week. What if the Rams sacked Russell like 15 times?
They won't. And even if they did, they'd still put up 35 points.
So what? You lose 1 point for that, but you get 15 points for the sacks, a couple sack fumble touchdowns?
15 sacks, just like
the Rams defense.
Just like Darren Waller was going to get 10.
I'll offer for you right now.
I don't – what?
Justin Herbert for the Rams defense.
Okay, let me. I'll sleep on it.
Okay. Give me an answer by next pod.
I can give you an answer.
Ryan,
now.
You concerned at all about these spike in turnovers for Russell Wilson lately?
That's not the reason why I'm not going to win. It's my injuries, Kittle and McCaffrey. If those two guys were healthy, I'd be sitting right next to Aaron as the most dominant team.
It's true. I mean,
except my quarterback issues and his situation isn't as good as his. Tannehill is not as good as Aaron Rodgers. I would say Wilson and Murray are the same.
Well, yeah,
McCaffrey and Cook are the same. Our wide receivers are pretty similar. And our tight ends would have been similar.
True.
All right, guys. I appreciate you having me on. I got to head out in a couple minutes, though. I'm having a late dinner, and I still have to finish up some work, actually. But
you're telling me a late dinner? Jesus.
Yeah. It's been a rough couple weeks for me with work. It's been pretty busy. We're working on whatever. But it's almost – the busy time is almost over with.
You're like Kramer. What do you do?
Corporate finance for a technology company. So we're working on the financial budget for next year. And I think, I don't know, because I'm just home so much, it's like easier. My boss is around a lot more, and it's just been kind of a busy time lately. So, right. And I also got to make sure I get my master's bets in for round two tomorrow.
It's very important. All right, Jared. Good luck this week.
Thanks, guys.
I hope you lose a job.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Aaron, you got anything else you wanted to say?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
All right, cool.
All right. Peace.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Jerry.